WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan residents can look for a future public meeting regarding zoning regulations involving new housing for college students. Bryan Councilman Ruben Marine brought up the subject that was originally discussed in a joint meeting of the Bryan Business Council and Planning and Zoning Commission during yesterday's council workshop.
One of the hot topics, of course, are the stealth dorms, ag shacks. So I believe our next step on that is to have another public meeting and get feedback from the citizens.
Supporters for another public meeting included Mayor Andrew Nelson and Councilman Mike Sutherland. The Bryan City Council was notified yesterday of major changes at what used to be known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
We have changed our name from the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau to Experience Bryan College Station.
President Shannon Overby says the name change reflects the agency no longer staffing a visitor center and their work extending beyond bringing more than conventions to the Twin Cities. The agency's new board chairman, Jim Ross, asked for financial support as the number of hotel rooms has nearly doubled from 3,400 4 years ago to more than 6,000. Bryan police continue to investigate a crash during the afternoon commute yesterday that injured 6 people. It has not been determined who had the right of way when a car and an SUV collided at MLK in the southbound freeway service road. The driver of the car and 5 children inside the SUV were injured. Multiple agencies responded to a house fire yesterday during thunderstorm activity south of Curtin. Brazos County Sheriff's Deputy Nathan Dennis says whether the fire started by a lightning strike is being investigated. Dennis says a woman was treated at the scene for minor smoke inhalation. She and a child are credited with using a family evacuation plan. The home had heavy smoke damage, but minimal fire damage. Volunteer firefighters from Precinct 3 and elsewhere in the county, along with units from the Bryan Fire Department, responded. A veteran Bryan School District administrator is retiring at the end of the school year. That's the principal at Bonham Elementary the last 20 years, Ken Newbold. Online at WTAW.com is a link to an online survey created by BISD that will be used in the selection of the next Bonham principal. Representatives of the Sexual Assault Resource Center of the Brazos Valley step up awareness efforts during April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Executive Director Martha Opperstini told Brazos County Commissioners yesterday that presentations are given to kindergarten through college-age students throughout the center's 7-county service area.
Actually, had 393 presentations this past year, and we're in front of almost 15,000 young people in our communities. So I think it's a good start, and we're working really hard at making sure that we can spread this awareness and this understanding.
Details about the center's upcoming activities are online at sarcbv.org. Heading down the home stretch of this year's United Way of the Brazos Valley Community Campaign comes another invitation to participate. President Allison Prince says with some corporate gifts yet to come in, the campaign is at $577,000 towards a goal of $700,000. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com today.
BMW of Brazos Valley invites you to Spring Black Friday every weekend in April. Lease a well-equipped BMW 3 Series for just $299 a month, or lease a BMW X1 for just $299 a month. Your choice for less than $300 a month. That's like $75 a week. Experience the difference at the completely remodeled service waiting area, or be a VIP with BMW loaner cars available while your vehicle is being serviced. And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose with a $1,500 college grad rebate? Your hard work can be rewarded with a $1,500 rebate on any of our certified pre-owned BMWs. Over 50 to choose. So remember, lease a BMW 3 Series or X1 for just $299 a month, or drive away with some extra cash in your pocket in one of over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs. It's Spring Black Friday at Brazos Valley BMW.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, 712 Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's do a little bit of weather, sponsored by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Satellite photo showing quite a bit of cloudiness over the region this morning. There may be some patchy fog in a few spots. The clouds will thin, allowing for some filtered sunshine today. But as the day goes on, we'll see an increased chance for a shower or a thunderstorm during the afternoon, 80 to 85. Clouds tonight, 60 to 65, partly sunny and breezy tomorrow, 80 to 85. Lots of clouds tomorrow night. We'll stay partly to mostly cloudy Friday with scattered showers, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team took down Abilene Christian last night as they get set to face Alabama this weekend. Meanwhile, Mississippi State's spring football game didn't go quite as smooth as the other games around the country. And in a pair of MLB road games, the Astros bested the Mariners while the Rangers lost to the Angels. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There goes 713. You can join us, as we've told you.
Mm-hmm.
You can text us if you want to. You can send us pictures of fog. Nah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
We see fog. We can see that here. It's fine. But, yeah, join in. Yesterday we were talking about tennis shoes made out of corn.
Yes.
Tennis shoes made out of corn. And free education in New York.
Yeah.
And they signed that yesterday. That was signed. Mm. Okay, Germany building a wall. They're building a wall.
Okay.
Really?
To keep out who?
To protect the Berlin Wall.
Oh, so a wall for a wall.
That's it.
Yeah.
Souvenir-seeking tourists have done serious damage to the Berlin Wall, leaving Germany with no choice but a wall in front of the wall. It'll be erected in 2018 to protect the landmark structure from further vandalism.
It's funny, because when you said Germany was building a wall, I was like, don't they already have a wall?
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
didn't they already have a wall?
Yeah, but I did hear like the size of it has reduced immensely because people chip off parts of it to keep.
Okay. New York City Museum is asking fans of Jim Henson's Muppets to help pay for an exhibit featuring the original puppets of the beloved characters Elmo, Miss Piggy, and Kermit the Frog.
Oh, okay.
The Museum of the Moving Image. That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
Launched a Kickstarter campaign yesterday with a video from Neil Patrick Harris seeking $40,000 to help preserve the puppets for posterity.
I feel like in New York City, you could throw one fundraising dinner and earn that.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking so. I don't know that you need to have the Kickstarter, but I guess they're figuring
right.
All those Sesame, because, you know, Elmo taught you how to, what, fill in the blank, you know, mm-hmm. and so as a result, you feel like you should maybe give them some money.
What about all those celebrities who were crying whenever Donald Trump said he was going to cut some PBS funding?
You know, you're right.
Where's all their money?
Yeah, they're out there. Hey, let's hear it for Chris Christie. He's number one. Number one in America as the most hated governor.
Oh.
I mean, in fact, I didn't even know he was still governor.
Yeah, me neither. After Bridgegate? Wow.
Yeah, he's pretty much dropped off the political front, that's for sure. A new morning consult poll of more than 85,000 registered voters across U.S. America was revealed yesterday. The top 10 governors as far as approval ratings were all Republicans, with Charlie Baker. You know, good old Charlie Baker, he's the governor of... Yeah, yep. I know. Mm-hmm. See, nobody knows, right? Massachusetts, top spot with a 75% approval rating. How does that work? A Republican governor in Massachusetts first, and he's got a 75% approval rating.
Apparently it happens by keeping your head down and not saying anything.
I think
we
that's
didn't know who he was.
probably exactly right. Now, it's interesting. On the other hand, 8 of the bottom 10 governors are also Republican. So the worst governor is Chris Christie. He's got an approval rating of 25%.
Okay.
25%. Next is the mayor of Kansas at 27%. Okay, sure. Sam Brownback, I'll be glad to tell you. I mean, but again, you don't know the governors of other states.
Right,
I
mean, no.
It's just not anything that you know.
No.
The governor of Connecticut comes in at 29%. Okay, so number one, we said, is Charlie Baker in Massachusetts. Good old Larry Hogan, Republican in Maryland, at 73%.
Okay.
The governor of North Dakota. See, that's pretty easy. Doesn't take,
I would think so.
Don't need many people.
Except
to
you've
be,
got all the pipeline stuff going
yeah,
on.
That's
but.
True. Yeah. 69% approval rating there. The governor of Vermont at 68%. And so what we want to know is, where's Greg Abbott?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's in a big old tie with a bunch of folks. At,
in the middle.
Yeah, at number 7 at
okay.
64%, which is, you know.
Yeah.
But again, a very low-profile governor, considering
very, yeah.
You know, considering Governor Goodhair, and he yep. was always yeah. out there on the front. So anyhow, there you go, your most popular governors, and outside of the state that you live in, why would it matter that much? Yeah.
It's funny, because Dan Patrick seems more high-profile than
yes, he does,
Greg
doesn't
Abbott
he?
Does, you know,
yes, he but... does. All right, so we found out last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, that cherry is the most popular jelly bean flavor.
Okay.
As far as jelly beans that are sold. We talked about, I think, licorice being the most popular if you went by states. In the most states, it is popular. But overall, it's cherry. So that's number one with kids, 20%, followed by strawberry at 12%, then grape, lime, and blueberry. All this because, of course, Easter coming up, lots of candy sold.
Oh, yeah.
I did not realize this, though, that the top sales for candy is this week at $812 million.
More than Halloween?
Yeah, more than Halloween.
Really?
Halloween comes in at $787. So,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
And then comes Valentine's Day, and then pre-Christmas, and then Christmas itself.
But, wow.
Yeah, I mean, by a big margin.
Yeah.
Chocolate bunnies should be eaten ears first, according to 89% of U.S. Americans.
Yep.
90 million chocolate Easter bunnies are produced each year. There are 6% of people who say that the bunny's feet should be eaten first. That's not
that's that weird.
Happens.
Yeah.
Americans will buy more than 700 million peeps. They won't be consumed.
Exactly. They buy them because they're kind of cute.
Yeah.
And they make good, like, decorations in Easter baskets.
Yep.
And it's tradition.
Yep.
A bad one that needs to go away.
Because you eat one and you go... Uh-huh.
That was a bad idea.
Yeah. You need to buy them individually wrapped. That'd probably be a good thing. That
yes.
way you can pawn them off to other people. Pink, of course. Yes, excuse me. Yellow, of course, is the most popular color, followed by pink, then lavender, then blue, then white. 1953. In 1953, it took 27 hours to create a marshmallow peep. Really?
27 hours
what they
for
say.
One?
Yeah, the process. Well, yeah, the process. I mean, they were making more than one at
well,
a time.
At a time, yeah.
Now they can do it every 6 minutes, which is, again, making you feel good to know that there's more and more of them out there.
Yeah.
And just in time for the holy season, Bond Street Chocolates in New York City is offering edible deities for you.
Oh, perfect. I think they did this last year.
Yeah. Yeah. The $18 chocolate Jesus stands 4 inches tall and is gilded with an edible 24-karat gold, while Chocolate Moses comes in at $75 for 15 ounces of copper-dusted
Whoa,
goodness.
Whoa, no.
Yeah.
First of all, I feel weird eating that.
Yep,
yeah, you're right.
And
mm-hmm.
spending that much money on it.
Yep, you got Buddha. You also got the Virgin of Guadalupe. So
what?
Lots
no.
of lots of opportunities there. I know. How very, very sad.
Very weird.
Yeah.
The National Retail Federation says that Easter is the second biggest holiday for retailers, with Americans planning to spend the same amount this year as last year, about $152. I guess people buy Easter outfits.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I mean, I remember getting a new Easter dress and then Easter shoes to go with the dress, you know, every single year. You know, so even now I still think of what are you going to wear for Easter?
Right, sure. And then, you know, you've got the candies we mentioned, so that gets piled up on top of it. And then flowers, gift cards.
And I don't know, I was going to say, some people do gifts. I mean, we don't necessarily get gifts in our Easter basket, but definitely gift cards and you know, little just tidbits and stuff, knickknacks.
Then you go out to eat dinner. So that gets
or
piled
brunch.
On there. $18 billion is what's going to be spent around Easter. Yeah, I know.
Obviously second to Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. Plus all the eggs, you know. People are buying
tons
of eggs.
Oh, good point. Decorations.
Yeah, that's true. $1.1 billion spent on decorations. Gee whiz. 58% of us say we're going to visit family and friends. 55% going to cook a meal. 51% will go to church. Hey, what do you know? What an interesting concept.
Right.
And 15% will go to the restaurant. Now, when I was growing up, and again, it was a smaller town then, but church we went to, we would go to church, and then we'd go to the Easter sunrise service, you know, and we usually had it outside right in front of the church rather than go inside the sanctuary.
Okay.
And then we would go over to the pastor's house where they had breakfast.
Oh.
We ate breakfast in a, well, again, back in the day when we actually had open space between houses, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and he had like two lots, and so on that second lot right there under the trees, we'd have Easter breakfast after the service. But again, long time ago.
One of the traditions we did for Easter was everyone actually had their, this was me and my cousins, everyone had their own colored eggs. So I was blue, my cousin Katie, let's say she was orange, and then so on. So you only picked up your eggs.
Oh.
And the eggs all had money in them.
Okay.
But, and it ended up all equaling out to the same amount.
Uh-huh.
But whoever found their eggs, all of their eggs, the quickest got like an extra $20 on top.
Whoa.
So we like, of course, competition, you know, had to put that in there.
All our eggs were filled with was hard-boiled eggs.
Well, and it's kind of cool because my mom is Ukrainian and they have some very intense like egg decorating traditions that culture.
Really?
And so, yeah, Easter was always a really big holiday for us growing up.
So describe, your word, intense decorations.
What does that mean? They use like beeswax to create designs and then dye it. And then just like I guess you kind of would do with like a crayon now, then you wipe away the beeswax and that's when you get certain colors to come through. And they're very, very intricate, like the traditional old ones. Obviously not the ones we were able to do.
That's pretty interesting because, I mean, I guess it'd take probably some special tools to
do that. Yes. Absolutely.
Extreme decorating.
It sounds to me like an all-day affair, too.
Yeah.
Because you got to have different pots with different colors going on.
Different dye colors.
Wow.
Yep. And then obviously you had to let the dye dry before you went to the next color.
Yep.
And yeah, it was pretty cool.
And the kids would do that, right?
Grown-ups too. I mean, this is something that, you know, they do. And my mom has a couple of, not obviously real eggs, but they do these with like ceramic and glass eggs too and create artwork. So
that's a pretty interesting level of engagement there. Mm-hmm. I mean, because that could be an in the kitchen all day kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And very interesting.
Someone texted in and said, do you hide the other kids' eggs? And yes,
point.
We would.
Good.
Yeah. You find cousins' eggs and you take it and like maybe move it somewhere.
Toss it over the fence. Yeah.
I only had 14 eggs.
Wow, Easter in Chelsea's world. That's pretty.
It's intense. It's competitive. Let me tell you.
I love the idea. Hide them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would toss it away. Yeah. All right. Hey, each week, about 23% of all U.S. American adults take a medication containing acetaminophen. It's a pain reliever, of course. Tylenol, okay, that's what you'd think of.
Mm-hmm.
But acetaminophen is an ingredient in over 600 medications. We take it because it works to reduce pain, but it apparently does some other things that you ought to know. It also makes you feel less emotion. According to a new study at The Ohio State University, in the study, participants who took acetaminophen reported less strong emotions when they saw both very pleasant and very disturbing photos when compared to those who took placebos. In other words, positive photos were not seen as positively under the influence, nor negative photos seen as negatively. This side effect has not been documented before, but it is worth being aware of it the next time you take acetaminophen for pain. Just know that it may change your outlook on some things. Had no idea.
Interesting.
Right? 725.
Yeah. At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning, 726, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW Weather, brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Got the fog out there to contend with, so keep that in mind as you travel this morning. 79 will be our high temperature after that burns off today. Probably still have some clouds, though, for certainly the front part of the day. As we move on through the rest of the week, sunny skies and a high temperature in the lower 80s each day. We'll get up to 84, it looks like, on Sunday. And right now they're calling for a 40% chance of showers on Sunday. We'll see if that develops. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 5. Still have that fog, and it's 58.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
How's this for Sanctuary City Outreach? New York City provides IDs for anybody who wants one, even if they are illegal immigrants. So now New York wants to destroy the documents that people use to apply for the IDs in order to keep the information from President Trump. Two members of the New York Assembly took the city to court to prevent them from destroying these documents. But last week, a state Supreme Court Justice, Philip Minardo, sided with the city. The judge said the personal documents could be destroyed. The decision is expected to be appealed. New York City's mayor, Bill de Blasio, hailed the ruling. He claims it'll protect the personal information of, get this, 1 million people in the city, and he vows to fight any appeal. Now, 16 years ago, a stone's throw away from City Hall, Islamic terrorists flew two hijacked planes into the World Trade Center. Afterward, we were told that law enforcement and intelligence services must connect the dots to avoid future attacks. Now we have liberal Democrats, including an out-of-control mayor, doing their best to destroy the very dots of 1 million people, all so they can pander to people here illegally and get their votes. It's beyond idiocy. It's lunacy, which means it's typical for today's Democrat Party. In other words, folks, it's what we always say it is. It's liberalism. You just better accept it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now and get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/rush. That's LifeLock.com/rush or call 1-800-440-4833 and use the promo code RUSH.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan College Station no longer has a convention and visitors bureau.
As you know, we have a new office in just a couple of months. We no longer will serve as the visitor center, so we kind of needed to get rid of the visitor part of the name. And conventions is not all we do.
President Shannon Overby told the Bryan City Council yesterday the agency is now called Experience Bryan College Station. The new board chairman, Jim Ross, said hotel owners need the city's support more than ever after increasing the number of rooms from 3,400 in 2013 to more than 6,000.
If we can get another 47,000 room nights, that's a big deal to them. And so we need your support to be able to do that.
The council was also told the agency replaced its former marketing consultant with a group of companies. Their executive board has expanded from 5 to 7 members, and there is cross-representation with the Downtown Bryan Association. Future construction of new housing for college students in Bryan may include additional regulations. During yesterday's council workshop, Ruben Marine brought up the idea of a future public hearing about what he called stealth housing and ag shacks. Supporters included Mayor Andrew Nelson and Councilman Mike Sutherland.
I'm glad to hear about that. I saw a house going up on T Street, which I thought was absolutely insane. And we need to look into that.
Yes, sir.
I'll leave it at that for now.
Amen for that.
Marine says the idea came up during a joint meeting of the Bryan Business Council and the Planning and Zoning Commission. There will be at least one new principal in the Bryan School District next year. 20-year Bonham Elementary principal Ken Newbold has announced his retirement. Newbold spent more than 26 years in Bryan ISD and more than 30 years in public education. BISD has created an online survey for Bonham parents and staff, along with community members, to identify the traits they'd most like to see in the next principal. A link to the survey is on our website at WTAW.com. 5 children in an SUV were among those injured in a 2-vehicle crash yesterday afternoon. Bryan police report the children were among 9 people in a Tahoe involved in a collision with a car at the intersection of the southbound freeway Frontage Road and MLK. The SUV was going south and the car was headed west. Investigators have not determined who had the right of way. The driver of the car, who was also injured, was ticketed for not having a driver's license. The driver of the SUV was ticketed for having 5 unrestrained passengers. Thunderstorm activity south of Curtin yesterday with lightning may have been responsible for a house fire. Brazos County Sheriff's Deputy Nathan Dennis says 2 people were in the house, which sustained heavy smoke damage and minimal fire damage.
One female was treated for minor smoke inhalation, but was treated at the scene and not transported. We were very pleased to see that they had an emergency plan in place. The kids follow through with that.
Volunteer firefighters from Precinct 3 and elsewhere in the county, along with units from the Bryan Fire Department, were at the scene. The end of April means the end of the community campaign for United Way of the Brazos Valley. President Allison Prince says with some corporate gifts still to come in, the campaign has reached $577,000, which is short of the goal of $700,000.
Right now, our campaign's not performing as well as we had hoped it would. We're a little bit behind on our goal. And so it's time to kind of look at yourself and say, do I want to be a part of this fight, and do I want to join with these amazing organizations fighting every single day in our community?
Details on how to make a contribution or to arrange a presentation are online at uwbv.org. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. That means representatives of the Sexual Assault Resource Center of the Brazos Valley are, among other things, visiting county commissioners throughout their 7-county service area. Executive Director Martha Opperstini thanked Brazos County commissioners yesterday for supporting their counseling program.
In 2016, we served over 550 clients. Of those, 256 were brand new. And of those, 157 we met at the hospital, the day of or shortly after the incident that occurred.
Upcoming activities includes the Shining Force Survivors Dinner and awards ceremony on the 25th. More information is on the agency's website at sarcbv.org. The Texas Senate sent to the House on a 30-1 vote legislation to encourage reporting of sexual assaults on university campuses. Among voting yes on the Senate floor and before that in committee was Charles Schwartner, whose district includes Brazos County.
I think there should be reporting on campus, and this culture of silence should not be tolerated. People should be felt comfortable and encouraged to report concerns about sexual assault and allegations of sexual assault so they can be properly investigated.
Victims and witnesses of sexual assaults would be exempted from being punished under university code of conduct rules like underage drinking. Legislation would also require universities to provide website links to anonymously report assaults. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 58 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 15th, it's Range and Pasture Weed Control. Weeds and brush compete with forages for water, nutrients, sunlight, and space. Ranchers and hay producers can learn how to reduce the competition this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? Do you often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have a hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers will help you hear clearly. Now is your chance to win a free hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers. You heard that right. One WTAW listener will win a free hearing aid system. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. You could win free hearing aids, and everyone who enters will receive a special offer from Audible Hearing Centers. Don't miss your chance to win a free hearing aid system at WTAW.com.
This Easter Sunday, come take flight with First Baptist Bryan at Operation Easter. Operation Easter is a helicopter egg drop featuring 35,000 eggs, all filled with delicious goodies. All children, 6th grade and younger, are invited to join in the fun in collecting some eggs. Our traditional service will begin at 8:45 a.m. Easter eggs will fly at 10:30, followed by our contemporary service and our brand new Spanish-speaking service at 11:15. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you to join us this Easter Sunday for Operation Easter.
7:38, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Clouds and some patchy fog this morning. Some breaks of sunshine developing as the day goes on, 80 to 85. By evening, we could have an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Partly sunny and breezy for tomorrow, 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, skies are cloudy. Lows are 60 to 65. And we'll stay fairly cloudy Friday with a chance of showers and a high of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us in studio this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. Great to be on the Infomaniacs with you.
Thanks. Gang, listen, they put together a list of the best bakery in every state in U.S. America. And the best one in Texas is the Check Stop.
In West.
In West nice. Texas.
That's awesome.
In your congressional district.
And fighting Texas 17. That's right.
They're the one that has, I think, the Shell station. I think that's the one that they are there. But because there are more than a few places to get that stuff there. But anyway, so one more thing that you can say is in your district.
That's right. That's right.
So you're back in the district.
We're back in the district.
What are you hearing from people since you've gotten back?
Well, the one thing is they're wondering what the heck is going on in Washington, because when the president got elected and the Republicans controlled the House and the Senate, they were expecting to see a lot of things get done. And so they're somewhat perturbed about the fact that things are moving slowly. And I tell them I am just as stirred up and upset as they are. I do think there's a path forward. It's just getting murkier to see what it looks like.
Yep. Yesterday with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News, the president said he still believes that he can take care of repeal and replace an Obamacare. Where are we now, another week into this battle?
Well, we still have negotiations going on with really four groups. We've got our House leadership, and that includes the heads of the two relevant committees, my committee, Energy and Commerce, as well as Ways and Means. You have conversations going on with the White House. You have conversations with the Freedom Caucus. And so those conversations are going on, and we're trying to find a way to bring the moderates back into the fold that were lost as the last bill began to continue moving to the right. Unfortunately, it was moving to the right and not picking up any Freedom Caucus votes, so it was getting, in terms of having a successful outcome, it was getting more challenging. So we've got to find a way to get the Freedom Caucus to yes, if they will ever get to yes, and I'm not sure that's a given, and then also get the moderates back on board.
Is this going to be a bill in its final form that there may be some Democrat support for?
It's unlikely. Based on what I hear from my Democratic colleagues, they believe that the Affordable Care Act is fixable. The problem is it's like a lemon car. You know, the best thing to do with it is have the manufacturer take it back and crush it. And so if the ACA is not it's just not fixable. I mean, the engine's installed sideways, so it's not going to work.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us again in studio today. Then does that put tax reform on the back burner? How far back on the back burner? So what are you hearing in the halls about that?
Well, tax reform is still on the front burner. I will say that the path to a successful outcome for passage has become more challenged because we don't have tax reform. We don't have health care reform leading into it. For a couple of reasons. One is it gives the fringier parts of our caucus a chance to say, well, we're going to stamp our feet and hold out for something that's unachievable, and therefore everything fails. And then the other part is that there was in the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, we had a provision in there to basically lower taxes by about $1 trillion. And so we were going to be able to write, the Ways and Means Committee was going to be able to write tax reform to a new lower tax base to make the government live on less money. But if you can't repeal or replace, then that $1 trillion tax layer stay or revenue layer stays in there. And so you have to write your taxes to fit to that higher layer. And that's a little wonkish. I know I'm getting into Ways and Means talk here, but that's one of the challenges we face.
Well, and I guess the thing Texans want to know, do you see this final bill allowing us to still write off our sales tax?
No, it won't allow us to do that. There will be two individual tax preferences that will continue to exist. Home mortgage deduction, although there could be some limitations on that, that are larger limitations than what we have today. And then secondly, charitable contributions. But in terms of all the other tax preferences that individuals had, those are going to be gone in exchange for a fairer, flatter, lower rate. What we think is that the tax code shouldn't have winners and losers among the states, and so there's no reason for New Yorkers that pay a huge tax or Californians that pay a huge tax to get a better tax attribute on their federal taxes than Texans. And so by stripping that out, everybody's the same, and it forces states like New York and California to look at their tax system mm-hmm. to see if they can be more competitive.
Sure.
Ultimately.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us this morning. As our representative, I'd like to get your feedback on the whole Syrian situation and how it was handled and going forward.
Well, Syria is a disaster that goes back to President Obama's famous red line. And if you remember what happened after that, Congress wouldn't give him the authority to move forward because he didn't come up with a plan that we could trust. And that was one reason. The second thing is if you look at everything he had done before that date, before 2013, in other parts of the Middle East, he had just made a mess. He didn't get involved in Iran when we had the beginnings of the Arab Spring. He did decide to get involved in Egypt during the Arab Spring, totally disrupted and destroyed the stability of Egypt, got involved in Libya, pulled out of Iraq early, and abandoned our friends in Israel. So we in Congress had no faith in his ability to take on another task. So what happened is he assigned Susan Rice, and Susan Rice worked with the Russians and the UN to and the Assad regime in Syria to say that they had destroyed their chemical weapons. Well, it turns out this is another Susan Rice failure. I mean, she's got several of them now. And so the president was entirely correct to do this. I mean, he took a surgical strike. He's letting Assad know that we're watching, that he can't use chemical weapons. I think all of us view the fact that Assad's got to go because he's a source of instability in the region and he's a source of genocide in his own country. But there are a couple of other reasons it was appropriate to use this strike. Number one is we have troops up fighting ISIS in the northern part of Syria. And then secondly, Syria was violating its agreement with respect to chemical weapons that they had with the United States. And so it's appropriate for us to enforce UN sanctions as well as an agreement with the U.S.
Sure. You were on campus yesterday, saw some pretty dramatic things over in the medicine. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The College of Education has a human clinical studies facility and a team of people that are doing remarkable things, particularly for the benefit of older Americans or folks that have are trying to recover from surgery. And some of the studies so far show about what the morbidity is of folks that go into the hospital and spend 10 days there. The loss of muscle mass is huge, and then they wind up in a situation where they may fall and break a hip. And then if you fall and break a hip, your lifespan mm-hmm. goes down pretty remarkably. And so it talks about the benefits of exercise and nutrition for older Americans and those that have just gone through surgery. They're doing some amazing things, and I can't wait to see what discoveries come out of there over the course of the next 5 to 10 years.
Sure. Let's remind people that you're also going to be visiting with your constituents in a couple of ways.
Right. We have town hall meetings next week on the 18th, 19th, and 20th. On the 18th, we're going to have a teletown hall. We're going to be calling into the southern counties of the district, including Brazos. There will be multiple ways for people to get engaged on that one. They can call in. We will have outbound calls to probably around 50,000 folks. The technology provider has a way to go through and pick a random sample of 50,000 households and some wireline phones. And then also, our technology provider is, we asked them to see if there's a way to fuse Facebook Live with a teletown hall format. And so you'll have video, and people will be able to submit their questions via Facebook as well. So we're going to be doing that. And then on the 19th, we'll be calling into the northern part of the district. The biggest county of that group is going to be McLennan. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, on the 20th, we're going to be doing something new with you.
Yeah, we really are.
We're
going
to have a talk show, call-in show, and so people will be able to ask you to moderate questions. And I know you'll pick all the hard ones for me.
Well, they're going to be some fun, but they're going to be some, yeah. I mean, you get paid to do this job. So,
that's right. Yeah. So that will be neat because I don't think that's been done before. Uh-huh. And so they'll be able to send emails to you from what I understand. They'll be able to call mm-hmm. in. And also we'll have Facebook Live for that one as well.
Right.
And people will be able to submit their questions by Facebook. So I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be interesting. My hope is that we're all said and done, that we reached out and touched close to 100,000. And constituents as part of this. And that's just unachievable with a physical town hall.
Certainly is what we're hoping for. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet.
We visit with Congressman Bill Flores every Wednesday, and you can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. So safe travels around the district, and talk to you soon.
You bet. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military and our first responders.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Abandon. That's what a lot of parents feel when their children leave home to carve their own path through life. That feeling isn't unusual, and believe it or not, it's a good sign. It means you have a strong connection with your children, and their absence matters to you. But you can't allow your sadness to get in the way of them stepping forward into life. There's a big world out there, and they need to get busy finding it. That's why it's good for them to abandon the nest. That cuddly newborn is now a young adult. The relational dynamic between the two of you needs to change. The goal was never for your child to stay cuddly forever. It was to prepare them for this very moment. But letting go still hurts, doesn't it? Maybe you just need a chance to grieve. So many things changing at once can stir up feelings of loss. You need some time to get through it. Give yourself permission to feel sad, at least for a little while. And be careful of one other thing. Watch where you dump your grief. Sadness can easily come out in unhealthy ways, like making your children feel guilty for moving out and pursuing their lives. Instead, encourage them. Congratulate them when they pick an out-of-state college or agree to a job someplace far away. Whether they say it or not, your children are counting on your support for the confidence they need to get out there and succeed. To help your relationship with your adult children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 4040. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 4040. Personalcreations.com, 4040.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Please join us for an open house and ribbon cutting on Wednesday, April 26th at 4:30 p.m. Tour our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility designed to help your family smile again. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, four Texas A&M pitchers combined to one-hit the Abilene Christian Wildcats en route to an 8-1 Aggie victory yesterday evening on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the win.
Proud of our guys. I mean, it wasn't sharp. We weren't real sharp early, but, you know, Turner made some big pitches, and, you know, we got things going from a defensive standpoint and didn't allow them to grab the lead. And felt like they had the momentum the first four or five innings, but, you know, just like that, with two outs and nobody on, Yancey puts the ball on the ground, they throw it away, a walk, and, you know, off we go, and we score our six runs with two outs, and the fifth and sixth inning, we're able to run away from them.
Next up, the Aggies hit the road for a three-game set with the Alabama Crimson Tide starting tomorrow. First pitch is set for 6 p.m., and you can hear the games on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. For A&M women's basketball, senior Curtis Knox was named team MVP at the 2017 Texas A&M women's basketball banquet yesterday. Knox earned the award after leading the nation in assists this season, setting both the Texas A&M and SEC records for assists. Meanwhile, the number 21 A&M women's golf team finished tied for second at the Brickyard Collegiate on Tuesday, marking the Aggies' seventh top five finish of the season. Four Aggies finished in the tournament's top 25. In college football, Mississippi State's spring football game ended on a sour note Saturday following the ejection of safety Jonathan Abram following his cheap shot on teammate Benny Braswell. Mississippi State coach Dan Mullen whistled for a targeting flag and ejected Abram after the play. The Bulldogs called the scrimmage soon thereafter. In Major League Baseball,
and it's a squeeze play. It's bunted up the first base line. It is a fair ball. Maven scores, and the game is over. The ball stops halfway between home and first, resting on the dirt and the edge of the infield grass.
The Los Angeles Angels earned another comeback victory with a 6-5 win against the Texas Rangers last night. Game 2 is tonight at Angel Stadium. First pitch is scheduled for 9 p.m., and you can catch that game on The Zone as well. Meanwhile, in Seattle, George Springer hit his fourth leadoff home run of the season, and the Astros beat the Seattle Mariners 7-5 last night. The rubber match for the series is tonight in Seattle. First pitch is at 9:10 p.m. In the NBA, the Denver Nuggets beat the Dallas Mavericks 109-91 last night. The Mavs, of course, honored retiring Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo as a ceremonial player last night as well. Here's Romo on what he liked most about participating.
I love the coaching aspect to see how they kind of talk to the players. And then, you know, for me, a lot of it, too, is just the interaction with the guys. It's a special group of guys they have. And, you know, they're a talented group that's just going to get better and better over these years.
Apparently, if Mavericks owner Mark Cuban had his way, Romo would not only have dressed for last night's game, he would have found his way onto the court. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver told Cuban the contract would not be honored, which killed the idea, but didn't stop the Mavericks from honoring the former Dallas Cowboys quarterback. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. It is time for the deal of the day. Thanks to our friends at Team Ford of Navasota. And this one's pretty remarkable. It is a 2016 Ford Fiesta. Thing only has 525 miles, less than 1,000 miles on this car, and you can get it for $13,991. Plus, it's got great gas mileage. Again, that's the Ford Fiesta for just $13,991 with 525 miles on it. Plus, they, of course, have Texas Custom Outfitters where they can rig any truck you want. And as a Ford dealership, of course, they've got the Ford F-150, which is the hottest selling truck in America for 40 years in a row. Find them online at teamofnavasota.com, or you can make the short trip to Navasota for Team of Navasota.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Like most people, I appreciate value. Value to me is getting the highest quality for a fair price. It's getting extras for no additional cost. And it's knowing that I'm getting the most for my hard-earned money. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, it's all about value. As an independent insurance agent, we are able to offer our clients solid coverage at an excellent price. We represent over 30 personal and commercial insurance companies, which gives us the opportunity to help our clients find the right company for their needs. We have the knowledge and expertise to offer the best insurance solution for your particular situation, and we bring a wealth of insurance experience, all at no additional cost. So if value is important to you, then give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us at the corner of Deacon and Longmire. We would love the opportunity to provide you with the same value we offer our clients every day.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Don't forget, Audible Hearing Centers and WTAW are going to be giving away a complete hearing aid system. You need to sign up. The deadline is Friday, so go to WTAW.com to enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. So, Slurpees are coming back here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, right? Yeah, bought out the Stripe stores.
They did, so that's going to be coming back. Mm-hmm. So that should be really exciting because now you can get real Slurpees, not knockoff Slurpees.
Yeah, the OG Slurpees.
Yeah, so the Slurpee capital of the world. Any idea where the Slurpee capital of the world is? And it's been that way for the last 17 years.
You know, I'm going to go with someplace in Iowa.
Okay.
You'd say Boston.
Okay, how about Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada?
Oh, wow. So close.
The 7-Elevens there have the highest sale of Slurpees per store, and they have for the last 17 years.
All righty.
It's not even hot up there anytime. time.
Well, they put a little whiskey in that Slurpee.
Listen to you. Right,
I know what those Canadians are.
Hey, George Washington, after he retired, opened a whiskey distillery, became the largest in America. Did you know that?
I did not.
WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 8 o'clock.